And we live.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Welcome, hallelujah, y'all, to the Amira Show. We have our special collaboration tonight, and it's been so long. Oh, my God.
So long.
We got our bitch, the Cuban Barbie Heaven, with Liquid
Obsession. Honey, it is a show where we dish tea, we drink tea, and we catch up on life and see how we're all doing.
And we literally need to catch up on life. Oh, my God,
y'all
know, it's
so
been
much.
A minute. It's been months. Literally,
it has
been months.
Yes.
Holy shit. I'm sad the whole crew can't be here because I love when we scream Liquid Obsession.
Oh, my God. You have no idea.
Oh, whatever. Next time. Fuck them losers.
No, don't say that. They're probably listening and be like, oh, well, fuck me. Okay, well, fuck you.
They're going to talk shit right back.
I know what you said.
Listen, bitch. Before you begin with life, I need you to plug us on what's going on with drag.
Oh, great. So yes. I became a full cast member at the Bar Complex in Lexington, Kentucky. I perform here Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, every single fucking weekend.
Yes,
bitch, it's crazy. It's so much fun. The love that I get here, the love that I get here.
I remember when you started as just a regular on, what was it, like Sunday?
Every other weekend.
Yeah,
every other weekend I was booked here regularly, and then like I was like, well, how about we upgrade and do every weekend? And they were like, well, yeah, that's fine. And I was like, well, how about I just move here and perform every weekend? And they were like, sure. And then later on, we were like, well, how about we just make you guys a permanent? And we're like, yes.
I'll take that. That's what we wanted all along.
And then we do have, I'm performing at Pride this year in September.
That's my bitch. So excited.
I'm very excited about that. The funny thing is, too, like, I was not expecting to, like, be this like big in the drag community here. I wasn't expecting, because I've been told by so many other drag queens that like, oh, you're never gonna mount up to that, but like, bitch, I perform every single fucking weekend here, and like,
only
it's just very fun. I love
my craft
it
even more and more.
Oh, bitch,
you
and
came
another
out here
thing,
and you just glue the fuck up. I'm so proud.
I'm happy. I did too, honey. I blew up like chlamydia. honey, it just catched on and on and on, bitch. Honey,
just spreading like wildfire, bitch.
Honey, bitch, spread that pussy juice. No, but like, it's funny because like, this weekend's gonna be super crazy. Like, tonight we perform, and then today's Friday. Yeah, Saturday I have to be here by noon and painted because we have another show at 3,
right?
And then we have another show at 10, and then after the show is done at 2 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning almost,
yeah,
on Saturday night, we have brunch in the morning for Lexington Pride, actually.
Listen, I need to know more about the brunch because I wanted to come support because this bitch was supposed to come to Goss Pride in Louisville, but this is so much more important because it's linked to some shit, right?
Right. It's linked to Lexington Pride community, and I'm so happy and proud to be a part of it and honored, too, because, like, this is, like, the beginning of, like, something bigger, because I'm performing at Pride, like I said, like, it's gonna be,
I was about to say,
bitch, it's crazy. I love it. Bitch, it's crazy. It really is. The response I have gotten here is like astronomically different.
Seriously, I mean, I feel that you, I don't know how many, let's see, are you actually Cuban or did you just take that because fucking Latin was taken?
No, actually, I'm actually Cuban. Like, both of my parents are Cuban.
Why did you go with Cuban to begin with?
Because at the beginning, I just wanted to be the Latin Barbie. But then, after thinking about it, I was like, I'm Cuban, so might as well be the Cuban Barbie.
That made sense.
And nobody else is the Cuban Barbie.
Right, that's true.
So might as well take
it. Well, listen, they needed some of that flavor up here, clearly, because, bitch, you're a legit.
Honey, we do. We have such a great cast. It's so very diverse. Like, we have Natalia, we have me, we have Scarlett. We have Billy. We have Adriana.
Yeah.
Adriana's like a multi, like, she's won titles from left to right.
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
Yeah, she's a multiple title holder.
Yes.
Her most recent one was Miss Daytona Beach Continental.
Oh, that's sexy.
Bitch, I know, right? Daytona Beach, bitch. Yes. Honey, I could already see her on the beach just with a, you know, bikini.
Bikini,
yes.
Or not. Just a sash.
Just a strip. Just a strip, which is a sash. Bitch, that's hot. Well, actually, I'm going for a pageant soon.
Yes, you are. This bitch texted me and told me, and I couldn't respond back because I just, like,
I know, we've been so busy.
I wanted to give you more of that energy.
Right. So I'm competing for Miss Gem City Newcomer.
Okay.
It's in Dayton, Ohio. It's on August 6th. So I'm really nervous about it. I already have a lot of things already done, like, for it.
Yeah.
But there's still so much more to go. I didn't know that pageantry was, like, going to take so much, like, planning and, like,
I didn't think that either.
Oh, my God. It's so much. So, like, there's, like, already have what my talent is going to be.
Okay.
I have my evening dick gown.
Got it.
Sucking dick, yeah. That, okay. Honey, a whole fucking vacuum. Honey, you know I'm the Hoover 3000. Bitch, whatever you like, we do for you. That type of shit, girl. Honey. Did you not... Well, whenever I was born, to stay true to my heritage, did you not know what my first words were? Housekeeping.
Give me the mic. You're stupid.
I'm just kidding. No, but like, again, it's so freaking crazy.
How do we support? How does the Amir Show support our official drag queen? How do we do this?
With millions of dollars. No, I'm just kidding.
Listen, if only.
If only, bitch, could, girl. No, so honestly, like, anything helps throughout, like, a career.
Yeah.
And not just that, through, like, the pavement to go to that pageant. Like,
right.
It's a newcomer pageant, so I'm not expecting, like, people to drop thousands of dollars on me, unless it's a national title, like American Goddess or something, or All American Goddess. But, like, it's a small little pageant. Like, it's still an investment.
Right, that's true.
But my Cash App is Latin
I'm
Be Heaven.
Say, please plug your Cash App.
Yes, my Cash App is $ Latin Be Heaven.
Yes.
I do have a Venmo, but I can't use it.
Do you owe money?
No. Let's just say the government's not very happy with me on that one.
Bitch, yeah. You owe money.
No, they froze my account, girl.
Too much money.
Yes.
What?
Honey, yes, my Venmo account just got canceled. Like,
With all the money?
It's frozen. No, like, it's...
You got the money out?
No, I had like $3,000 in there, and I guess they thought I was laundering
money.
From
your OnlyFans, okay.
Well, yes, but I don't want to say that, but I mean, bitch, you might as well just say it up there. My OnlyFans is Latin Be Heaven. Anyways.
Bitch, okay, so y'all make sure that y'all go drop some dollars.
Most definitely, yeah.
We gotta get your shirts going and shit like that.
We do, my logo and everything.
It's been such a feat, y'all.
It's because of COVID. I'm not going to lie. So, like, now that COVID is, like, not gone, but, like, everything's opened back up, like,
yeah.
I can feel it. Going back to normal, but it just does not feel like it's there yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not, and the world is really trying to, like, push for it. You know, these shady-ass commercials and shit. Like, they're really trying to push
for it.
Right,
and not just that, too. Like, whenever, like, COVID was going on, like, the money was not that, like, good at the beginning. But then, like, we built it to where, like, the money's good. And, bitch, whenever COVID, like, the money was great. And then now that COVID is not, bitch, the money is, like, bitch, people come out and support and scream and yell. And, bitch, it is everything.
That's really good. I definitely always look forward to y'all being treated as, like, full-time performers as you are, you know what I'm saying?
And the funny thing is, I don't, see, that's a funny thing, like, I don't consider myself a drag queen anymore. Like, I consider myself an entertainer.
Okay, I like that.
Because, like, drag is when a boy dresses as a woman.
As a
woman.
But,
like, I am a trans woman doing the art of drag.
So you're like a bio queen.
Kind of, yes, but I still got a penis. Yeah. So, you
but
know,
I'm still,
like,
I got a dick.
Right, but I still got a dick, you know? So, like, it's funny because, like, I still don't consider myself a drag queen anymore. Like, I'm starting to consider myself an entertainer because, like, that's what I do.
That's what you're doing, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I entertain, bitch. I don't know what these other bitches are
what
doing
are these
back
other
there.
Hoes doing?
I don't know what they're doing, but I know
they're
what I'm
still,
doing.
They're still providing an illusion, you know what I'm saying?
What you said.
They're still providing
Honey,
an illusion.
I come on here looking like a baked potato sometimes, bitch. Honey.
I need to get into drag again. No, I
Ooh,
don't.
Bitch, that'd be stunning.
I don't miss taping my titties like under my pits.
You can do
like,
bio queen.
I do want to.
You can
to.
Use your own titties.
I can use my own
yes.
titties. But playing like a dude is fun a little bit sometimes.
She said a little bit.
It's been so
when
long.
When I stick my finger up in my boyfriend's ass, that's how I feel manly. You know, that's how I feel the strength, you know, the macho-ness.
The macho-ness is too strong.
Look at him giggling. He know he's all right. She's right, honey.
No fingers.
Honey, look at that
cool.
face.
No, it's...
One or two?
Three.
Damn, the whole ankle? Bitch, she fist? I didn't know you were that type. Well, damn. Well, bitch. That's what the smell of Crisco sauce was. Honey,
shut the fuck up.
I know you have a wide selection of leather gloves now, bitch. All different colors, bitch. Honey, my cheeks hurt. Shut up. Oh, my cheeks hurt. I hate you.
So, I want to hear tea.
Oh, what's the tea, sis?
What is the tea?
Oh, bitch, love, honey. honey, I have become a alcoholic. I'm just kidding, no. I've become a dickaholic. I won't dick all the time.
But you've been a dickaholic.
That's true. But the funny thing is, like, I have, like, hookups. I have more hookups than anything else, but... So, finding love as a trans woman sucks.
Listen,
bitch.
Every day on Facebook, not every day, I don't want to be like petty, but like
every, she said petty.
Every other week, you're like, oh, I found him. And then the next couple weeks, you're like,
bitch, you're going to change my status every 2 weeks. Bitch.
I'll be paying attention. I'm like, yay, my bitch found love. I'm like, oh, we hate these motherfuckers. Yes.
Yes. So, okay. So, what I would do was, so I'll post a picture of me holding some guy's hand, and then I'll have a fuck worthy of nothing but people, who is that? Who are you dating?
That's when they come
I thought we were talking. I thought right. we were a thing. First of all, baby, you're a memory.
You're a member of the team.
Second of all, you just sat there and told me you wanted to talk to me and not be exclusive, but you're talking to like 20 other bitches and asking them on dates, but not me. You're funny.
You're funny.
I'm going to look somewhere else because right. you're playing games.
But of course, that's when they come up because they still want you to be on their roster. So.
Right, and I don't want to be on their roster if I'm not their first choice.
Not
bitch, why
all.
Would I be second or first choice when I can be to McDonald's and be first number one choice, bitch? When my order's going to be right every time. Well, not right every time,
not
bitch.
Not every
but
time. McDonald's. Got you fucked up.
Girl, haven't you noticed that when you go to McDonald's or anywhere like that, the fries are good. That means the food's nasty. But if the food's good, the fries are
the
nasty.
The fries are nasty. It don't make no sense. There's
and
no
the ice cream machine is always down.
Always. I actually heard from some people that they just say that because they don't want to fucking clean it out. Apparently, it takes a lot to clean
so,
it out.
Yeah, so when I used to work at McDonald's, yes, it takes a lot. Because you have to empty it out.
You have a live testimonial.
And you got to clean it down. You got to take the pieces apart. And bitch, we ain't doing all that. We ain't... It's broken.
Our slushy machine is down. Not slushy. What is it?
Our ice cream machine is down.
The McFlurries.
Bitch.
They were kind of good or whatever. What happened with your last fling? I mean, boyfriend.
Which
I mean-
one? Baby, I'm not going to lie. I change boyfriends like I change socks, girl.
Listen.
Maybe 3 or 4 times a day.
I don't judge. I just be trying to make... Like, I just always have to make sure I'm on the same page as you because I don't want to be like, how's boo thing? And then it's like, there's no boo thing. I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, see, whenever I did my show with you in Louisville when I had my ex...
Yeah.
Name starts with a G.
You
super
were so
sweet.
In love.
I was, but that lasted like 2 months. And then he ghosted me.
You did say that.
Just because I told him.
Do that shit.
So like he asked me because he has a baby mama. I'm no longer with him. But he has a baby mama. And I told him that why would he come to my house every weekend or and spend a week with me when he can be spending a week with his daughter and just see me every other day.
Right.
And he got mad about that. And I'm like, I get it. You may love me or whatever. I may be the first tranny you've been with, but bitch, there's other females out there with dicks, bitch. Like, baby, there's plenty of chicks with dicks out there, baby. I'm not the only one. But, like... Don't just ghost me. I hate when people ghost
that
me. Give me
so
a reason.
Rude. Right.
Just tell me, hey, I'm no longer
be a
interested.
Real motherfucker. Right. Let me know some shit.
Like,
that's
it's going to hurt. It's definitely going to hurt. But you know what? I'm going to feel so much better that you just sat there and told me, hey, I don't want to be with you anymore. I want to look at other people instead of you literally just ignoring me.
All over that, all because of the conversation about his daughter?
Yes.
What is with you and motherfuckers with kids? This reminds me of...
Because I've always had the illusion and the fantasy of being a stepmother and just walking and saying, Petunia, do my laundry. Petunia, where's my biscuits?
Petunia ain't doing shit for you.
Petunia, where's the coffee? What are the plants, Petunia?
Listen.
Baby, I've always had that fantasy.
Oh, my God. Well, it's not working out for you so far.
And I've always wanted a kid to just look at me and be like, you're not my real mother. You're not even a woman.
Oh, you get off on that shit, huh?
Oh, honey. Mentally, I'm going to be
your
scarred,
shit,
but
bitch.
Baby, it's going to give me a little bit of a buzz, you know? I won't have to hit the pipe a couple times.
We get off on our motherfucking...
We get off on our
on
own
our
fantasies.
Traumas and shit like
that. Bitch, I'm traumatized. What you mean? I'm the definition of traumatized, bitch. I'm a walking stereotype. I'm fat. I'm Hispanic. I'm a tranny. I got a 5 o'clock shadow, bitch.
And people fucking love that
I'm
shit.
Just kidding about the tranny. Just kidding. I'm a woman.
A whole woman here.
I wasn't kidding about the 5 o'clock shadow, bitch.
I'm about
ashamed.
To say, you did good, bitch. You did good.
Yeah. Bitch, I'm so stressed. Look.
Stop, because literally all around my shit.
I know. It's the
stress,
girl.
Happening?
It's stress. In the summertime. Okay, so summer drag is going to suck.
Because of sweat?
Oh, bitch.
Sweat.
Not just because of sweat.
Pimples, acne, and shit.
Honey, I'm going to need to have deodorant on me at all times because I don't know who I'm going to encounter.
Listen.
Because somebody going to come up to me and hug me and be like, oh my God. I'm going to be like, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Okay, you can hug me now.
Have you ever armpitted someone before?
No, what's that?
When I played basketball in high school and got armpitted.
Oh, shit.
Basically, they were sweating so bad out of their armpits and like it hit my arm and it was like literally a waterfall of like sweat.
That's just nasty.
It was bad. It was bad. And I feel you know like what now I like the most, like though? That.
This is kind of weird, and you're going to laugh at this, but the guys that I date, I like smelling their armpits.
Oh.
Don't you think it's kind of hot when a girl smells your armpit?
He smells mine.
Huh?
Smell your armpits?
Yes, that's hot.
What?
When a guy smells like really good, and you smell him, and he smells kind of like...
And that's where it's strongest? Like,
yes.
Okay.
Bitch. Bitch, they're in the balls. When you suck at his dick and you just smell that tanginess, you're like, oh, he's been working all day. He's been working all day, bitch. How do you be smelling that raw, just raw,
just
orange
raw.
Kool-Aid
the
smell?
The legs and shit been rubbing together and shit. The balls
yes,
been slapping
bitch.
In there. Yay!
Honey, slap him in my face. a man just freshly off of work, a good old 12-hour shift. He comes home smelling like nothing but sweat, sun, and disparagement.
Disparagement?
Yes, disparagement.
Okay. This got deep.
It did. Bitch, at least it wasn't disappointment, bitch. Right. Bitch, what you mean?
Hold on, bitch. Are you still on Grindr?
No, actually. I haven't been
ladies
on Grindr.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys right. and bitches.
And everything in between.
My bitch is not on Grindr anymore. What?
Yeah. My phone, my IP address got banned. I can't log back in.
I thought we was growing. Bitch.
Well, no, I haven't
we
used
healing.
It regardless. Like, I'm gonna get a new phone soon, but I'm not gonna download it because, like,
I don't believe it.
Oh, bitch, believe it, because I have lived without it for like 5-6 months now, and I'm okay.
Because you're banned.
Yeah,
why are
but
you
I'm,
banned?
Because people kept thinking I was a catfish. Yes, a new tranny in town. They just thought I was so pretty that just a catfish.
That's like, nah, we don't believe it. Report.
Yes, I kept getting reported.
Were you really?
Yes. People kept thinking that I was fake. And I'm just like, well, if I'm fake, come see me at the bar complex every weekend,
every
bitch.
Weekend, from here to here.
And I got fucking banned. And I mean, like, I'm okay with it. I don't care. Like, it's taught me the value of myself now because, like, not trying to throw dirt on Grindr or anything. If you guys want to sponsor me, you're more than welcome to.
You're more than welcome, bitches.
But I haven't had any luck on there. Like, it's only been guys who want to disrespect me, which, obviously, I know what I'm getting myself into once I hit download, because I know it's a gay sex app. I'm not stupid.
I'm about to say Grindr's really, is
it's
a
hookup.
It's
you know, and I get
one,
that.
Yeah.
I really do get that. I know that I'm getting myself into that, but guys can go so much different about the way they approach trans women.
Yeah.
Like, your first message does not have to be, do you have a penis or a vagina?
It's that, really... That shit is exhausting. Taxing,
if you're on a gay
really
app,
invasive.
You should be well-versed and knowledgeable of your gay community just a little
just
bit.
Just a tad bit. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
to come out just... Is that how it would go down?
Yeah, like
how
I,
annoying.
Like, bitch, if I could show you the old messages, bitch, you'd be shook.
I don't want to see the old messages.
Like, and sometimes they wouldn't even say anything. They'd just send me a dick pic. And I'd literally respond with, wow, how beautiful. That beautiful organ you have attached to your body is just magnificent.
Magnificent.
No, I say magnificent.
Say,
because I can never say magnificent, correct. So I say magnificent.
You did it there. Good job.
I know I can say magnificent. My English, you know, my first language is Spanish, by the way.
Right.
So
right.
English, I have trouble sometimes. Sometimes, not all the time.
Sometimes.
Magnificent, you know, type shit.
I can't.
Honey.
Maleficent shit. I can't
Ooh,
fucking say.
I might do that as a number one day.
That would be dope. You should also just, never mind. So,
guess what I do now?
What do you do now, bitch?
I do Dora, the Explorer.
Stop it!
Bitch, honey, I have a whole mix.
Stop it!
Yes, bitch. And at the end it says, we did it! We did it! Yeah, lo hicimos!
You got to perform it tonight. If you don't, I'm going to be very upset. Did you perform it last week?
No.
Okay. You got to perform it tonight. What?
I probably will.
You got the wig and everything?
Yes.
Bitch.
But she's Dora all grown up, though. So she wears pants and, like, hair and, like, a different type of backpack.
Oh.
Yeah, she's all grown up. She's out of the hood program, you know.
She ain't
living
on Swiper?
She ain't living on trees. So actually, I'm dating Swiper. Me and Swiper are together now.
Okay.
And he mixed with a black fox, so you know he's packing.
Bitch. That fox dick is hanging, bitch.
Period, honey. Talk about a woo-hoo type shit, bitch. Honey, the motherfucker's horse hung.
That's disgusting. You saying that just made me think of this porno I saw the other day.
Porno? Bitch, tell me why somebody sent me a link on Tinder for a chicken getting fucked. Chicken porn. Honey, I clicked on it. I was like, what the hell is this? And it showed a guy with a really nice dick. And I was like, ooh, let's watch it. I clicked play, girl. All I hear is,
I want to go.
And then I
now.
See this guy fucking this chicken. I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
poor
I literally.
Chicken. Hold
now
on.
Pour up my eyes.
Chicken porn. Hold on.
You are literally watching it. That's too funny.
Chicken porn.
If you say it's hot, chicken. I'm going to die.
Hold on, y'all. We about to... This bitch is lying. Okay. Okay. No! No!
Let me see.
Wait, it's giving it head. In the Walmart bathroom? What? Is
what?
My volume down? Hold on.
Hold on.
Okay.
Fucking a rotisserie chicken in Walmart. Ooh.
Okay.
He's got a nice cock, though.
He looks nervous. Why are you making it so big on the screen?
Because I need to see how big the dick was.
Okay.
He looks like he works at Walmart.
I think he does. His drawers match his motherfucking uniform.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Why can't I turn it off?
Oh. Why can't I look away? His reaction, though.
He's
That's
like,
a big dick. I feel really bad. Actually, I feel kind of jealous of the chicken.
What a waste of a chicken. Just to let y'all know, it's a rotisserie chicken.
Guys. It is. It's fully cooked.
It's not what I thought it was going to
be. But oh my God, it's huge.
It's how nice of him to put a condom
on. Why is he
on?
Grabbing the wings out like that?
What
like
is happening here? Wait.
What the hell?
Hold on. Fast forward. I just want to see him come in the chicken.
He can. He has a condom on.
That's true. Oh.
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 Oh. Oh.
No, that is no. I will never look at rotisserie chicken the same again in my life.
We're done. We're done here. So
no, exit. No.
I didn't see what I wanted to see, but I didn't see what I wanted to see. It, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you saw what you had to see.
I saw what I had to take. I had to do it.
I cannot believe he just did that at the Walmart. Fucking.
Oh, my God. Walmart's so dirty.
Is that what goes on in those bathrooms?
That's exactly
I never use those bathrooms. I'm always scared. I always use the ones in the back.
Why in the back?
Because I feel like everything goes on in the front. I think so. Because it's like easy to go. Like you throw it in the garbage, you just run out. Like in the back, you have to go all the way to the back and then walk forward.
It's a lot more effort. So you're not wrong there. Oh my God, y'all. We just watched this dude. And of course, guess what color he is? White. So you know what I'm saying?
The chicken was very, very roasted. It looked
very
good.
He likes dark women.
I'm not going to lie. I think it's kind of hot though. Hold on, your face changed. No, I'm not talking about the porn, him fucking the chicken. I'm saying like me getting fucked like that chicken.
Okay, different, bitch.
That's what I was telling you. Like, I'm kind of jealous. Like,
you're not wrong.
That
was
chicken
a nice
gets
size.
Better dick than I do.
That was a nice size dick.
Like, it was. It was very thick and long and juicy.
Yes. We're just going to describe it on the air.
I feel like his dick is going to smell like chicken now.
He put a condom on. What do you mean?
You can still, you know, that's funny because, like, you can still, after you take the condom off, the dick still tastes like condom.
Yeah, this is disgusting.
Imagine if that, bitch.
Chicken, listen.
Sucking my boyfriend.
Gonna,
you know what? The guy
next is going to be great.
The next guy that I suck his dick, I'm going to be like, why does it taste like chicken?
Stop. They're going to be terrified. Like, I don't fucking know. What did I do the other night?
I have a question for you, though. So, is it true that you can taste stuff through your balls? So like on TikTok and Vine, they were doing that challenge where the men were like putting soy sauce on their balls or like orange juice and they could taste it. Is that true?
We're gonna try it out.
I guess you are. On our next segment, we're gonna find out if you can do it.
Of liquid obsession. Can you taste what you put on your balls? I'm gonna find a better title, but we're gonna test it out.
I dated this guy once, and he looks at me, he goes, I think I need to take a shower. And I look at him and I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know, I need to take a shower. And he kept doing that with his mouth.
The dirt on his balls.
I don't know what he could taste, bitch. But I just know for a fact he wanted to take a shower, bitch. And I said, yes, you go take a shower.
Follow your gut. Follow your instinct.
Go take a shower. Go clean that pussy, bitch. Bitch.
Fuck no.
You don't believe it? How about we test it out? Why would you taste her?
Oh, because I would be on his balls. So he should taste it.
No, it has to be things that are like sour or tangy and stuff like that.
Oh.
It can't be like other people. Like, bitch, I could taste other people. I'll tell you that much. But.
What'd you say? Right. I need a mic for
the audience. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't think it is true.
We're going to test it out tonight, and then we're going to talk. Y'all got to wait for a whole nother month for the update.
Bitch, what you said.
And then I'm going to tell you to try it with everyone else. It's going to be great.
Fucking dead.
I'm excited. Speaking of food, have you ever did and used grapefruits and shit like that? Bananas and shit?
No, but I want to. I mean, I fucked myself with a couple of bananas, but I'm seeing like, and cucumbers and carrots. And then I made a salad afterwards. You know how many times I've been in the kitchen, I've seen my mom reach for the cucumber and start peeling it. And I'm like, okay, that's going to be a tasteful salad.
But she's peeling the shit off, so it should be good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she peeled the crust off and then like cut it up. And then my mom like cuts the ends off of it.
Right.
Takes the green off and then she grabs a fork because she runs it through the edge of it. And uh-huh. It gives it like a little flowery thing. And then she cuts it into slices. It's cute.
Okay, it's cute.
It's pussy, bitch.
You're like, that's my toy.
Especially when it's been inside of you and be like, yeah, that's been inside of me. Now it's inside of your mouth. I'm just joking with you, bitch.
I don't believe you.
You're gullible. I love you. I don't do cucumbers. They're too long.
I'm about to say.
Last time I did that, I got it stuck in my ass, and I'm not worried about that anymore.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. If it doesn't have a handle for me to take it out, I'm not putting inside
of me. You
got
to be careful, but I hear this shit always comes out. Like, I heard of a bitch put a hot dog on a pussy.
It came out eventually.
Yeah,
bitch,
does.
If it gets stuck in there, it gets stuck in there. I used to work at the ER. Remember when I used to work at the ED?
Yeah.
The doctors were covering up a screen once, and I walked by, and this man had a whole vibrator stuck in his ass. A vibrator, bitch.
How do you... Okay, from a
the
nurse,
end
how,
broke off of it, and it went deeper into his ass.
Oh, my God.
So you have to watch out what you put in your booty hole, girl.
How do you extract that?
He was on four legs for a couple hours. And they went in there, and they extracted
it. He just had to push, right?
No. Oh, no. If he pushed, he probably could have, like... Everything could have came out. Because, like, it went up, but then it's, like, it went sideways.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and every time he tried to push, it kept cutting into, because, like, the plastic broke underneath it and the battery.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, like, the batteries fell out, but the wires were still, like, in there. And, like, the side of it. You know how sometimes, like, batteries have, like, little metal pieces on the sides?
Yeah. Oh,
well,
no.
Well, one of those pieces what kept rubbing into, like, his, like, rectum and kept cutting it. All he would, like, fart, like blood bubbles. Yeah, that's a lot. We had to look back because we thought somebody walked in. Hold on.
Blood bubbles?
Yes, blood bubbles.
This makes me think about the guy that shoved the jar up his ass.
Oh, yeah, that guy who shoved up. So the guy shoved the jar up there and the lid popped off and the pressure of his rectum cracked.
Broke the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, broke the whole shit in his ass.
And then nothing
but. Straight blood.
Yeah, it looked like Kool-Aid.
I had to close the laptop. I was like.
Close the laptop. I would have kept watching.
Oh my God. It's a part of the 13 things I never Google. And what did our dumbass do?
13 reasons why.
Definitely Googled that shit. Oh my God.
I'm fucking dead.
So
how are all the riots been going? Like, how was that? How
you
was
said
that experience?
All the riots?
No, like, I'm trying to see if I can word it correctly. Like, are you, like, how was your experience throughout you participating in
protesting?
The Black Lives, yes, protesting the Black Lives Movement? Like, what's the, what's going on with still that? Like, are we still?
Yeah, bitch.
I feel like we do that every day. We protest every day, bitch, because.
Literally just being yourself
it's not gonna
walking
change.
On the street is, like,
I'm not gonna lie.
A protest.
Nothing's going to change. They ain't going to do shit.
They're not going to do shit. Like, it's really going to take some time for all this shit to, like.
But did you just hear, what's his name got 22.5 years for George Floyd?
No, I didn't know.
22 and a half years of jail.
That is not enough.
Like, no, he needs a life sentence.
He needs to be,
he took a life. He needs to give a life.
He needs to be under the jail, honestly, forever.
He needs to be under.
And ever. No last meal. Just kill him. I'm sorry.
Well, damn, bitch. At least let him get some water or something.
You're right.
Just give him a cup of water.
Give him his
last drink.
And then room temperature administer water. The needle.
You really want to fuck up a motherfucker? Give him a glass of water.
Oh, my God. A whole nurse here.
In plastic.
Don't say sucks.
No straw. No ice. Just nothing but room temperature water.
That's rude.
Exactly. How better else way to go with somebody being rude to your motherfucking ass? Bitch. I'm going to be rude to your ass. You about to die.
Bitch. Fuck him. You don't get no last steak or nothing. That's crazy. I did not know. That's not enough at all. It needs, like you said, a fucking life sentence. What type of shit? Other than that,
I feel like if you take a life, you should give up yours. Because you don't have the right to take a life.
That's true. No one does. We need to look at the intent behind taking a life.
Self-defense, it's completely understandable. Because if somebody was trying to kill me and I killed them, baby, it is self-defense.
You may or may not get away with it, though, because you're trans.
And
you're Latino.
Yes.
Damn, bitch, I'm sorry. And you're tall, like Meg. Everyone hates her and loves her.
Honey, I'm always strapped. I don't give a fuck. Baby, either I'm going to have a Kool-Aid packet in my bag or a gun. I don't know which one. Yeah, the go-gurts, the Kool-Aid go-gurts.
Does that kind of strap, bitch?
Yes, bitch.
I hear you.
Because, honey, you hit somebody with that in the eye, they're going to be buying for a couple minutes.
Listen, the little ridges that's, like, on the package, like, have you ever poked yourself in the eye with those?
No, bitch. But have you ever ate a go-gurt?
A go-gurt?
A yogurt, right?
I've ate a go-gurt.
Yeah, the ones that you, like, rip the end, like, you suck it. Having those cut the ends. Yes! Honey, those are dangerous.
A paper cutting your shit. That's the most depressing shit ever. And it fucking burns and stings and shit. What time is it? I know we're just talking our asses off.
We're going to have to cut it, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. We're going to have a great show. We're also going to feature some great performers tonight.
Performers, yes.
We're going to have some videos done. I might do my Dora mix.
That bitch will do the Dora mix. I'm not tipping you until you do. That's rude. I'm just kidding.
That's disrespectful. She said, I'm not tipping. Well, bitch, you're going to be here for all night then. You're going to be sitting your ass right there all night.
No, I have a reserve seat.
Right.
Make sure I come to the bar complex. The show starts at what time?
11:30? 10:30.
I'm trying to start y'all a whole hour late.
I wish.
CP time, bitch. It runs in my veins.
Honey, what you said, I might need an extra hour just to paint.
Bitch, I can paint
in 30 minutes.
I'm about to say, I feel like you've been so great. Go to the painting tutorials on this bitch's Facebook. Very entertaining. The bitch has her fucking muumuu on and shit.
Yeah, it's my little bonnet.
You've made me want a muumuu now.
My roommate has a fucking muumuu because of me.
Damn, are you sick? Bitch, so basically what I hear is new merchandise coming soon. Your own customizable Cuban Barbie muumuus.
Yes.
Is it going to be great?
Yes, I can already see it now. The Cuban Barbie, walk out in fashion, bitch, to the muumuu. You're going to Walmart? Use this muumuu. You're going to a funeral? Use this muumuu.
We're going to have a whole infomercial for it. I can't wait.
Bitch.
It's gonna be fucking dope.
Honey, as long as we get Beyonce in it, we're good.
Oh my God, then it's taking off, bitch.
Honey, and all she has to say is, my name is Beyonce. That's all she's got to say, bitch.
Hold on, say it lower.
My name is Beyonce.
That was perfect.
But bitch, we don't even need Beyonce. I can do it myself.
You can do it yourself.
Honey, just we need one of those like animatronics. Those one of those animatronics moving their mouth.
Stop. Just pretend
we
like
need
those
Beyonce.
Scams. Not like this. Not like that.
Just like just like up and down, bitch.
Well, thank y'all so much for tuning in to Liquid Obsession. Oh, we fucked up. Liquid
Obsession. Fucking it up, girl.
Fucking it up. God damn. You need to plug all of yourself and your Cash Apps again so people can definitely send you out.
So
we also need to make a graphic to post on Instagram. We'll handle that shit.
So if you wanted to help me out and donate some money towards my pageant and or just tip me for the hell of it, my Cash App is $LatinHeaven. That is LatinHeaven.
Yes.
Latin Heaven.
Yes.
If you also wanted to support me and follow me on social media, my Instagram is @CubanBarbieHeaven. My Facebook is Heaven Hernandez.
Yes.
And you can find me Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 10:30 p.m. here at the beautiful bar complex located in Lexington, Kentucky. Kentucky.
Hell yes. My bitch done left us to glow up. I love it.
Period.
So y'all make sure y'all do that. Support my bitch, you know what I'm saying? Because we got shit to do. The fuck?
What you said.
Like, goddamn. But yes, bitch, I am so happy we was able to have this reunion.
I know, right?
I am much better on track and happy with life to where, like, I'm able to be more consistent with my show. Granted, I got off work late today, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? So definitely, y'all, our collaboration is the last Friday of every single month. So make sure y'all motherfuckers tune in at the last Friday of every single month. Make sure y'all also support any other footage and things that I post of Heaven, because that's my bitch, the official drag queen of the Amira show. Or should we start saying the official entertainer now?
Actually, the official drag queen, because I'm still kind of like doing drag, though.
Yeah, that's true. And people won't associate entertainer with the LGBT plus community.
Correct.
And that's our whole sitch right here, the yes. LGBT plus community.
We want to make sure that we have a good time. We talk about things relevant to the LGBTQ plus community.
Facts.
I sooner or later will start like a question board. Mm. Like people can ask literally anything and everything except what my number is.
that's the only question.
That's the only question. You cannot have my number. But you and can PM me and we can talk.
Okay.
Hey! Take me out to a good old coffee, bitch.
Take me out then. And then we'll answer the questions live on the air.
Yes.
That would be so much fun. I love crowd participation.
Hell yeah.
And then don't be afraid to show up, y'all, and just sit in our little audience. You know, we usually have like one a show. You know what I'm saying? We had one today. Last time, I think we had two. It was a bitch, I remember. But she was a regular. She counts. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, tonight's going to be probably like super busy.
That is what said person said, and I was like, what? Because he was like, it's Pride Month. It's got to be. I was like, what?
Yeah, this weekend's going to be pucked.
Listen, we're going to definitely link more. I work tomorrow, so I won't be able to come up and support
right.
The pop-up Pride, but, you know, just y'all be on the lookout for more collaborations and more work, because we're definitely getting back in the grind of it, you know what I'm saying, after being too busy, bitches. Holy shit.
What you said.
All right, with that being said, y'all, follow me at the one Amira show on IG, because it's the only one that matters. One more time for the entire empty room. At the one Amira show, because it's the only one that matters. You can also go find more content on www.theamirashow.com. With that being said, it's all love, Heaven. Tell these bitches bye-bye.
Adios, bitches.